None but the hungry heart. 10:19. Ministry of life. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. Philippians 2:16. Many Christians are bogged down between the nursery and the schoolroom, between the playpen and the workshop. These resist the weaning period, but the hungry-hearted are eager to have their feelings replaced by faith. It is true that the Father does take up those who are spiritually immature and permit them to speak his words years before they fully understand their import. But he does not wish any of us to stop there. We may go on that way for a while, but it is not true that from the time when he begins in us his work of formation through discipline and chastening, it growingly dawns on us how little, in fact, we know of the true meaning of what we had been saying. Our Lord intends that we should reach the place where we can speak with or without manifest gifts, because we are that which we share. For in Christian experience, the spiritual things of God are less and less outward, that is, of gift, and more inward, of life. In the long run, it is the depth and inwardness of a work that counts. As the Lord Jesus himself becomes more and more to us, other things, and this must even include gifts, matter less and less. Then, though we teach the same doctrine, speak the same words, the impact on others is very different, manifesting itself in an increasing depth of the Spirit's work within them also. Our Father's hand is on the helm. We are being guided, even when we feel it least. The closed door is as much his providence as the open, and equally for our good and the accomplishment of his own great ends. And one learns at last, it is not what we set ourselves to do that really tells in blessing, so much as what he is doing in and through us. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Psalm 16:11.